Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A bail bondsman charged alongside former President Donald Trump and 17 others in the Georgia election interference case has pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. He is the first defendant to accept a plea deal with prosecutors. Scott Graham Hall pleaded guilty Friday to 5 counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties. He will receive 5 years of probation and agreed to testify in further proceedings. Prosecutors accused him of participating in a breach of election equipment in rural Coffee County. A Nevada grand jury has indicted a former gang leader with the murder of hip-hop star Tupac Shakur 3 decades ago, a breakthrough in a case that was a defining moment in the history of rap. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener has more.
A Nevada grand jury on Friday indicted former gang leader Duane Keefe D. Davis with Tupac's murder 3 decades ago. That's according to officials who say Davis was arrested outside his home on Friday morning and was in police custody. Award-winning rapper Tupac Shakur was wounded in a drive-by shooting near the Las Vegas Strip on September 7, 1996. He was struck 4 times and died in a hospital 6 days later at the age of 25. Davis had admitted in interviews and in his 2019 tell-all memoir that he was in the Cadillac from which the gunfire erupted during the shooting. It was not immediately clear on Friday whether Davis had secured legal representation.
NATO is reinforcing its troop presence in Kosovo in response to a weekend shootout that left 4 people dead. The U.S. is also concerned about a buildup of Serbian forces on the northern border of its former territory. Kosovo's prime minister welcomed NATO's decision Friday. He says last weekend's attack illustrates that Serbia is trying to destabilize Kosovo with Russia's help. This is VOA News. Barrier-breaking U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein has died at the age of 90. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Feinstein was San Francisco's first female mayor, and after being elected to the Senate in 1992, was one of California's first 2 female senators. Feinstein was the first woman to head the Senate Intelligence Committee. She was a centrist Democrat who sought middle ground across the aisle while also advocating for the environment, reproductive rights, and gun control. Feinstein was the oldest sitting senator, and her health visibly declined in recent years when she often became confused while speaking publicly. She announced earlier this year she would not run for re-election. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday that he raised the killing of a Sikh separatist advocate in Canada with his Indian counterpart in a meeting on Thursday.
We have been in close contact with Canada about that, and at the same time, we have engaged with the Indian government and urged them to work with Canada on an investigation. And I had the opportunity to do so again in my meeting yesterday with Foreign Minister Ravi Shankar.
Ties between India and Canada have become seriously strained after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told Parliament earlier this month Canada suspected Indian government agents were linked to the murder of a Sikh separatist, Hardeep Singh Nijjar. The small African nation of Eswatini is holding elections to decide part of the makeup of its parliament. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Eswatini, wedged between South Africa and Mozambique, is the last absolute monarchy in Africa and one of the few remaining in the world. King Maswati III, who's 55, has been the monarch since 1986. Candidates for the House of Assembly, the lower house, and the Senate, the upper house, cannot belong to political parties, which were banned in 1973 and are nominated at a local level. Maswati has faced increased pro-democracy protests in recent years, but activists demanding reform were met by a harsh crackdown. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The looming government shutdown threatens to claw its way into a crowd-pleasing Alaska tradition, Fat Bear Week, Alaska's most watched popularity contest. Fat Bear Week involves residents picking their favorite fat brown bear, who's been stocking up for winter, by noshing on salmon in Katamie National Park and Preserve. Viewers of the bears online vote in tournament-style brackets for the bears they want to advance to the next round until a champion is crowned in the week-long contest. Problem is, National Park employees count and release those votes, and a shutdown won't allow them to do so. A park spokeswoman says a shutdown will postpone the annual contest. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.